Yay, great live music by Crypticize. Thank you so much for coming. Crypticize is from California, the Bay Area, and very glad to have him here. Chris on guitar, Nadell on vocals, and Mike on drums. Do you guys want to like introduce yourselves and maybe talk a little bit about how you formed and where you guys are playing in the Bay Area and things like that?
Well, as far as introductions, I'm Chris. And
I'm Nadell.
I'm Mike.
That's what our voices sound like. Mm-hmm. And what was the question? Talk about how we formed or how we met each other.
Uh-huh.
Nadell and I don't know if I'm standing in the right place.
Oh yeah.
Nadell and I met each other playing music together. We went on tour together and became friends, and Nadell played in the Curtains and I played on her solo stuff a little bit, and then we decided to start writing songs together. We met Mike a while after we'd started writing some songs, and then Mike was looking for a band to join. We just magically formed.
He was the perfect third member and we got lucky.
Mike's a classically trained drummer, right?
Not really. I studied a little percussion in school, but not.
Okay, it looked like you knew what you were doing, and
Oh, he just has that face on when he's playing. Don't be fooled.
You're serious, yes. But for those of you who don't know, Chris was in Deerhoof and the Curtains before this. Nadell recorded a solo CD, and a couple of them.
Yeah.
When was the last one?
I put out one on my own in 2007, and then I had two before that, and
okay, that's cool. And the band is probably the most compact band in America.
Thank you.
By their equipment and vehicle. Yeah. They tour in a Corolla and they have these little teeny box amplifiers and a little drum kit.
Actually, we weren't going to tell anybody. We wanted everybody to think that we had like 20-foot high amplifiers and 30-foot tall drums.
Yeah, they hauled in these giant Marshall stacks.
It's supposed to sound huge.
Yeah. And it does. It's amazing. Not.
It fools us anyway.
Yeah, it's perfect. So tell me, it's so funny that you lived in this town called Crockett in California, and I grew up in Northern California in the Bay Area, and, you know, that's kind of an obscure little place, and Port Costa and things like that. Every time I tell people about the Bay Area and like weird little things to go to, that like I feel like Port Costa should be in the weird California book because
definitely.
We want to say hi to Judy, the mail lady in Port Costa.
Sweet.
She knows everybody's name in the town. There's only 200 people that live there.
It's like
which is
one
weird
street, basically.
Yeah, it's basically and it's weird because it's in the Bay Area, you know, near this huge city or whatever, but. It's really just like a tiny little town, and we lived in isolation there for a while, and Judy delivered our mail into our mailbox. Even sometimes if it didn't have our name or even our address, somehow she always knew which box to put it in.
Yeah.
So, hi, Judy. I'm sure you're not listening.
There's an abandoned school there. We used to go and swing on the swings.
They have fundraisers. Oh, really?
Yeah, they're trying to remodel the school.
Mm-hmm.
But they haven't started yet.
They have an annual talent show. It's really absurd in every good way possible.
It was a really good talent show.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, wow. to remodel the school. And then, it's a cool place. There's a haunted hotel.
Yeah, wasn't it
a brothel?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Burlington.
Mm-hmm. And then there's that, restaurant / bar that all the bikers go to. Because I heard there were, 100 different kinds of beer there.
Yeah, there are. And there's a stuffed polar bear.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's really scary.
Yeah, Port Costa is definitely like the weird New Jersey of California.
Yeah.
We're endorsed by the Port Costa Tourism
Bureau.
Exactly.
As you can tell.
I know, but I just had to get it out of my system.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm quizzing you about Port Costa. Yeah. But let's talk about...
Everybody could look at it on a Google map and see what it looks like, and you could see Martinez.
Yeah. You should,
Where Liz is from.
Yeah, it's not as exciting as Port Costa, though. There's a county jail in Martinez. That's probably the most interesting thing about it.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your record, the latest Crypticize CD. It's so fun and lovely and
Thank
sweet.
You.
Thank you.
And is it on the Asthmatic Kitty label?
Yes, it's on Asthmatic Kitty.
And you just released a split 7-inch on the same label.
Yeah.
And can you tell everybody what's on that?
Yeah, that's a. I guess we did a cover, and also this band called Y did a cover of a Bob Dylan song. We did a Steely Dan cover, which I guess, according to some people, it's not really allowed. Because I don't really know Steely Dan or very well, but some people think they're great. So it's like it's bad form to like cover their song and do it in our odd style.
Unlike Bob Dylan, I mean, no one cares about that guy.
Yeah, no one cares about that guy.
Yeah, he's been covered so many times, I guess.
Yeah, maybe it's just.
Steely Dan is considered uncoverable, but we say no.
Yeah, because Bob Dylan is more like songs.
That's so great.
Steely Dan is like
we discovered Steely Dan is just songs too, though. If you take, you know, they have a lot of production and polish and stuff, and I know underneath there is good songs too. So totally. I mean, why not?
We watched the VH1 special to do research and about the making of Asia or whatever you call it. Yeah, that was intense.
It's fascinating.
Really?
Yeah.
Slightly disturbing.
Really disturbing for Mike.
Did you feel like you were imbued with the ghosts of Steely Dan while you were recording
not at
it?
All.
We're imbued with more than ghosts, actually, because we know this guy that plays trumpet for them.
Yeah, I'm friends with this guy only really by email and stuff, but I know this guy, Michael Leonhardt, who's the trumpet player for Steely Dan, and we have it on good faith that at least the trumpet player of Steely Dan approves of our cover. He said he liked it, and he said on the tour this summer, the Steely Dan tour, he's gonna play it for the guys, Walter and Donald, on the bus. So Walter and Donald, if you're listening, get ready for to be, I don't know,
to have your mind blown,
surprised.
Hopefully we get sued.
Yeah, we're hoping actually to get sued. Yeah.
Come on, Donald, I dare ya.
Yeah, and also we are available to open for you, Steely Dan, if you're listening. Available.
That would be so great.
Oh my God.
That would be so great.
Yeah, so we're really excited that they might hear it on the bus.
That is pretty great.
Man, hey.
Do you guys have a website or a MySpace page where folks can visit you and say hi?
We are a band after all.
Yes, of course.
MySpace.com/Cryptasize, spelled Crypt, A-C-I-Z-E.
Cryptasize, yeah. And do you have any, like, tour dates or things you want to mention? This will be airing on Monday, so where will you be on Monday?
Knoxville or Baltimore.
We're playing in Knoxville, Memphis,
Dallas.
Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, if you live there. Yeah, Dallas, Houston,
Austin,
Tucson, and LA. We really would love to meet everybody. If you're around, come to our show and receive a free Cryptasize
button
business card or something.
There's a oh my gosh, you're on the road for a really long time. This is like last tour. Are you on tour with another band specifically, or you're just like playing shows with people here and there as you go?
Yeah, just lots of different people. We are playing a couple shows with the group MV and EE and the Bummer Road. Isn't that what they're called?
Road.
Well, sometimes they call it Bummer Road and Gold. I don't know. MV and EE, if you guys know them, they're a couple on Ecstatic Peace, and we played with them last night, and we're playing tonight in Philadelphia, not tonight when you're listening to this, but we will have played Baltimore and Philadelphia with them. So other than them, though, we're not playing more than one show with anybody, unfortunately.
But that's kind of cool because it switches things up. I mean, who have you played with on tour that's really stood out to you?
On this tour?
Yeah.
Mike really liked this band Troop of Echoes in Providence, right?
He doesn't even know what they're called. They were great, yeah. They were really having fun. Really fun. No singer, too. Yeah. It's nice to hear like a band. They were basically like a straight-up jazz band. And it was nice to hear like people solo and stuff.
Yeah.
You don't hear that too much in rock clubs, like that like jazz format.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody brings that to the rock clubs too often.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we played with Ben and Vesper the other night. In Boston, and I thought they were really good.
Cool. Are there any like Bay Area bands that are happening right now that you think are like of good interest? Or
there's a lot actually. Yeah, there really are a lot. There's a lot of music in the Bay Area.
It's just an explosion right now. I mean, I guess always.
Yeah, I mean, just like New York, I guess. I mean, I don't know. We, who anybody would like to tell?
I like
tell them about
KIT.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they're good.
Have you heard
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And our friends, Y? They're really good. Who else?
We like this band called the Breezy Days Band.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to
I don't Austin. Think they have any recorded material, but they're awesome.
Yeah.
They're on MySpace, too, actually.
Oh, I got it.
Breezy Days Band.
Yeah.
They have one song. It's about 20 seconds long.
Nice. Is there, I don't know, do you guys have any, like, funny tour stories or anything like that? Nothing weird has happened. But that's probably
pretty
good.
Standard stuff so far, I think. I can't... Yeah.
On our last tour, we did a complete 360 driving through Georgia, and there was no one around. Luckily, we lost control of our car and just completely spun around, and then we're facing exactly the right way, again.
And no one hit us.
And no one, and yeah, nothing.
We didn't
it was
the
like this.
Was it like a storm in the
middle yeah?
Yeah,
it was
the
just raining.
Or?
I was driving too fast.
Chris was doing 80 in the pouring rain.
In the Corolla.
Yeah.
I was just kind of.
I woke up and I looked out the windshield and I couldn't see like 30 feet ahead of me, and I was like, why is Chris going so fast? And then suddenly he starts.
I'm from LA, so I don't really. I'm not used to driving in a lot of, you know, rain and stuff.
I have a friend who moved from the Bay Area to San Diego for a year or two, and she said it like the funniest thing about San Diego was when it would rain and the way people would drive on the freeways.
Yeah.
They'd just like forget what they were
people
doing and
out.
Like, yeah, I mean,
that's
you can
me,
see
unfortunately.
They get wild in their eyes.
Yeah, I hope my parents
aren't
listening to this.
No one knows. Our parents don't know our near-death experience.
Okay. Keep it on the DL.
Yeah.
Let's see, what other stuff can we talk about? Like, do you have any, like, other projects going on? I mean, curtains are kind of over, right? Are you still
It's
kind
of just on hiatus. It's more
Is
like,
it?
It's.
Okay.
I mean, it's like a recording project, kind of, that we formed a band, you know, to do shows. But this is, we're all, like, full-time Crypticize people now. Mike does a solo thing, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, occasionally I play the cowbell solo in kind of, like, noisy venues, but... I haven't been doing too much of that. These guys have been keeping me too busy.
Yeah. And we're working on a new record that we're going to record a new record this summer, and that should hopefully be out like early next year. And
yeah.
I don't know if there's any other news. Yeah. We have a toured video diary.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think it's on our MySpace page.
Oh, we're going to split a 7-inch in the fall, hopefully, with this guy who basically runs the time. He runs like time.gov.
And, like the atomic clock.
Yeah.
He took us on this tour of it, and we were like in these rooms, like this whole building that basically keeps time for the world.
Yeah.
It was insane.
Yeah, the guy is unbelievable. What's his
name? Andrew. Yeah, Andrew Novick. He's like, I don't know, he's the one that like calibrates all the atomic clocks and stuff. So he's
That's cool. We have one, and it messed up because of that.
We have one in the station, the cesium beam.
Yeah. Somebody gave it to us. It's in our music library.
And it messed
up. So people start their shows on time. But yeah, it messed up because of the whole changing of the daylight savings thing this year.
Really?
They moved it a day or two.
You gotta talk to Andrew Novick.
Yeah. I think like George W. Bush decided like daylight savings time was gonna happen like on not the day everybody was expecting. And
they do a lot of crazy.
Yeah, it messed up the atomic clocks.
Huh.
That's crazy.
Anyway, I'll write a letter to this guy. What was
his email's...
Seriously, yeah, if you call him... if you go to this website, time.gov, and there's probably a phone number there, you can call him and just talk to him. They try to be as accessible to the public as possible because they make these, like, radio-controlled clocks that are perfectly synchronized to them, and people call them up, like, my clock... Like, little old ladies calling, my clock's not working. And he goes, okay, take your clock, and, you know, is it sitting on your TV? And, like, he's totally hands-on.
Draw a hot bath.
Yeah. So if you call him, seriously, he'll... Tell him Crypticize says hi.
Yeah.
That's so funny. So you guys just went as a band to...
Yeah, we just met him at a show and got to be friends, and he took us on a tour. And then, yeah, so we're going to do the split 7-inch with him.
So what is he... I mean, what's his type of music?
He's
going
to talk about time.
He's going to talk about
time? He's going to give a lecture. He's also a musician, too.
Oh, okay.
I think it's a lecture on one side of the 7-inch.
Yeah, what we're going to do is our whole album, we're going to condense it down to, like, 5 minutes, kind of like those old Super 8 movies that they would do where they like take an entire feature length movie and then just make it like, you know, 5 minutes long, like just the highlights of it. So we're going to do like a condensed album on one side, and then the other side will be him talking about, I think, like the history of clocks or the history of timekeeping. So he's a really knowledgeable guy. So it should be really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's so cool. That sounds like such a great idea.
Yeah.
It's funny, the people you meet on tour, guess, right?
He's a real gem. A diamond in the rough.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't meet people like him often.
Also, we should announce, because it's not over yet, we're doing a contest with Asthmatic Kitty.
Oh, yeah.
We made a karaoke version of one of our songs, Cosmic Sing-Along.
Mm-hmm.
And there's actually a cash prize. I think it's $150 for first prize. All of them have cash prizes. There's three, first, second, and third place. And if you do your own karaoke version of Cosmic Sing-Along, you can make a video or just record yourself singing it or playing on an instrument, anything. And send it into Asthmatic Kitty, you could win cash.
Yeah, details are at asthmatickitty.com.
I think the contest is over in like a week or something.
No,
but we're
over like a couple days after this airs.
Okay,
but people
still have time.
If you guys have microphones,
I mean, we know you guys are broke
it.
In New York because rent is so expensive, and you can get $150 in your pockets.
Yeah, that's cool. Are you guys judging it, or is the record label judging?
We are with the label, yeah.
Okay. What's your criteria? I mean, what are you going to say no to?
Just points for creativity, really. Okay. I mean, and yeah, I don't know. We've had some good entries, so I mean, yeah, you guys are up against some hard competition.
Okay, well, you have like a couple of days to put something together?
Yeah, WFMU, I mean, I'm sure listeners. We'll receive. It ends on the 15th, supposedly, but we'll extend it a little bit in case, you know.
There's also a video that we made, too, if you want to watch something while you're singing along. Yeah.
Like a real karaoke video with the words
scrolling. Oh, really?
Yeah, we made one of those. So.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. They should pick that up in, like, Koreatown. Does it have, like, like a woman running through a field of flowers?
Pretty much.
There's some relevant, actually, totally irrelevant scenes in the background.
That's
and
a beauty
Niagara
of it.
Falls and sea turtles and the Golden Gate Bridge and stuff.
Yeah. Well, hey, you guys have a manatee on 7-inch record, which is great. And I like that there's some, like, information about manatees on the back, too.
Yeah, it's a part of an Unusual Animals series of split 7-inches that Asthmatic Kitty is doing. And, yeah, there's a lot. There's a good one that just came out with Half-Handed Cloud on one side and Aerial Pink on the other.
Mm-hmm.
And we're really happy to have one. Yeah.
Very cool.
So the manatee is on the cover.
That's okay. Let's see. Can you think of anything else? I mean, is there any, like, wow, you met the time.gov guy, and you have a karaoke contest? That's pretty cool.
Trying to stay busy.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, most bands just, like, go on tour, maybe drink a little beer, sleep on people's couches, and move along, but...
Yeah, we don't sleep. That's...
Oh, that's the trick.
It's really taking a toll on us, but...
That's too bad. Oh, well, I hope you guys get some sleep, and I hope you guys have a fabulous rest of your tour. And
thank you.
Thank you.
And anybody out there, if you see that Crypticize is coming to a town near you, you should definitely go out and see them. It will be lovely. Take a date.
Yeah. It's romantic music.
Yes. Exactly. Impress the ladies. Bring them out to see Crypticize.
Yep.
And, thank you so much for coming to
Thank you, Liz.
Thank you.
That's great. Yeah. Thank you.